Borderless Spaces is a real and virtual exhibit which highlights El Paso artists. It's made possible via a collaboration with V-Studio, an architecture studio from Mexico City, and local gallery Flor de Barro. This exhibit uses 3D scanning technology to connect El Paso artists to a global audience. Here to talk about this show and about her gallery is Andrea Calleros. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having me once again.
So, Andrea, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and whenever I talk to creatives and, you know, folks such as yourself, I just want to check in and ask, how has this impacted your day-to-day life, especially as a gallery?
You know, as a gallery, we've had to implement so many new rules in order to keep all of our clients safe. Right now, we're only open by appointment, so you can always call us or send us a message, and we'll be super glad to open the gallery so you can come in and see some art. We keep the social distancing, we wear masks, we have hand sanitizer available, so we've had to make some changes. Unfortunately, we've had to cancel our events, we can't bring the artists from Mexico to do showcases, so a lot has changed in that respect.
And then you have this Borderless Spaces exhibit, which, as I understand it, was kind of driven by the artists. Is that true? Or will you tell us how that came together?
Gabriela Alvarado, she's the main organizer for Borderless Spaces. She is an art student at UTEP at the moment. With the pandemic, she ran into the problem that the classrooms weren't open anymore. She wasn't able to work at UTEP, and they weren't able to showcase at the end of the semester, all
their
of
art.
Their art, of course. And so she was just looking for ways of having her own art show and then having to adapt to the fact that people just can't walk in groups to a gallery. We cannot have a reception, anything like that. Her brother, he's an architect. He works at the V-Studio. And what he does is that he has a camera that basically takes photographs from all angles, and then they create a 3D, basically, recreation of the gallery.
Wow, cool.
Well, the only way that people can actually come and visit is virtually. You have to adapt in that way. So they came in, they set up all the pieces, which we still have. You can still come and see them. You can make an appointment and come actually see the pieces in person. But yes, I mean, we made it available online and you can actually walk through the gallery. It's as if you're in there. You can actually click on the pieces, see all the information that's on it, see who the artist is. And actually, there's even links to purchase a piece if you like it. There's many pieces that are up for sale.
That's amazing. And I mean, traditionally speaking, I mean, you are a pottery gallery. You're very much focused on artists from Matartis. Does she say, hey, I need a gallery space. Would you be open to letting us do this?
Yes, she told me she emailed several galleries. I remember when her email came in, I was like, oh, what is this? And I just opened it up and she said, can I come see the gallery? We're trying to put an exhibition. We're very limited right now due to the circumstances of the pandemic. And, you know, that's one of the things that we love to do as a gallery. We like to open up the spaces for people to learn, to come and see, and to give that sense of community. And so I had never really worked with a local artist before, and I thought this was the perfect chance to do it. And, you know, it's such a great collaboration. She is from Mexico City, so we're still, in a way, kind of keeping through to, you know, the Mexican art gallery.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we're supporting our local artists, which is so important for a city to thrive.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, it's interesting because quickly I noticed artists were like, okay, what do we do? There was no like, we're going to give up. It was more about, well, let's reshape the way we think about things. I know the Rubin Center did their exhibit virtually as well. And what I think is cool about yours is that you're kind of this middle hybrid, right? Because like you said, we can still make an appointment and go check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. We just wanted to give the best of both experiences. You know, we don't want people to have to risk going about their daily lives and enjoying a little bit of culture just to come to a gallery. And we're trying to keep it safe. And so we wanted to give them that experience to just sit in the living room and just kind of walk through an art gallery and still have a semi-normal day, which I guess we can't really have anymore.
Yeah, right. So how have your days changed?
I mean, personally, I try to keep home as much as I can. I only go out for grocery shopping, mainly because, you know, I'm still opening in the gallery. So I feel that responsibility that I cannot risk people that come in here and trust me to keep them safe.
So
that's
Right.
one of the main things. And otherwise, I mean, I still come into the gallery every day. I do some work, I do social media, that kind of stuff. So I try to keep the normalcy. But, you know, we have migrated to have an online catalog at the moment. One of the main things that have changed, though, as you know, we're big supporters of the Matt Ortiz art, is that right now the artists are struggling a big deal. Right now, there's absolutely no one going there, and they cannot come to the United States to do shows anymore, which is one of the most difficult things because that's a lot of their income that comes from there. So what we did is that we have a huge sale going on all through quarantine. We have a catalog available online on our website. And through there, people can buy pieces. And for each piece that you buy, we buy another piece from the artist and we pay them the money right away.
That's amazing. I mean, because you're right. The United States is really their main audience. They're working really hard, and it is beautiful to go to Mat Artist if you ever have that experience. And then you were on top of that, bringing the artist to us to bring that experience here. So I guess, like, as a gallerist, it seems like you, of all people, know how much they're struggling, and that you did something about it, I think is really cool. So somebody like us, if we're at home and we want to look at the art, do we go to your website and then pick? Because I think I went through the catalog and you actually get to learn about the artist a little bit too.
Yes, so we've added a lot of information on the artist. We try to make it as simple as we could. So I just uploaded a Google Docs PDF with all the photos and all the information, and the people can just be, I'm interested in this piece, and then I arrange it for them. We're trying to streamline it as much as we can so that we can have that flow. Because, you know, right now we've bought so many pieces because people were so great about it, people responded and wanted to help. So we have over 100 pieces still stuck in Mexico right now
Oh my
because the
gosh.
border is closed. So, you know, as soon as it's open and it's safe to import the pieces, we're going to have so many more still available for that. And we're going to try to keep this going as much as we can, help as much as we can.
So what's the easiest way for us to connect to that catalog? Because I remember going through it. And kudos to you, because I know you're just trying to figure it out. It's not like you're a webmaster or anything, but you're just like making it happen however you can. I think that's really cool.
You actually just go to our website, www.flordebarrogallery.com/catalog, and then you can shop our catalog through there. And there's even a phone number included in there. You can even text and be, I'm interested in this piece, and I'll make it happen for you right away. It's been an adventure, to say the least.
Well, let's talk about it, because we definitely had a conversation when you first opened the gallery, but let's say folks missed that segment. Will you tell us about the gallery and your vision and how it came to be?
So the way that this really began was my parents travel a lot, and they've always loved, since we were little, my brother and I, they've always loved taking us to museums, teaching us about art and history, all that good stuff. And one day my dad brought a piece of ceramics back from Turkey, and he was looking at it and he said, "You know what? We don't have any Mexican art in our house. How is that even possible?" So he arranged a trip to Mat Ortiz because it's very close. It's about 3 or 4 hours away, and the ceramic is famous from there. And he kind of just went crazy. He bought a bunch of, he came back with about 20
Oh
pieces.
my gosh.
I know. So he came back with about 20 pieces and he said, "Why don't we start a gallery?" And I said, "Are
Okay.
you?" Yes. And I'm like, "Are you crazy? We don't know anything about that." And he said, "Well, you have a degree from UTEP. You want to, you know, marketing, you know, media advertising. Let's just do it." And I think that was middle of the year, about August. I don't remember exactly. But by November, we already had the name of the gallery. We were already looking at places to buy. And then by March, we were open of last year. And what we did is we actually bought a house. We had to go through all the zoning to make sure that we can actually have a gallery there. And we found a house and we completely turned it over into a gallery. And one of our main motivations to do that was because it seemed more of a homely environment, and we want people to feel comfortable when they come here. We don't want people to come here and think of it as a shop. We want them to
Right.
come here and actually take a moment to look at the art and learn. And if they want to purchase, that's great, you know? But most of all, we want to just spread the love for this type of art, which for me, from knowing really nothing about it to now, I mean, it has grown enormously. I have met so many amazing artists from Mat Ortiz, which many of them I consider them my friends now. So that's experience that we want to give people. Mi casa es tu casa, my house is your house. And so, you know, if you come in here, we want you to feel that.
So does your dad still have a pottery problem? I mean, does he still like keep some of the pieces that come in? Or
yes, he does. I mean, sometimes he just come and he's like, I don't know if I want to leave this here or if I want to take it home. And I'm like, he already had to redo his living room to
fix, oh my gosh,
all of his pieces. Yes, it becomes a problem. Art becomes a problem. It definitely is a bit of a gateway drug. I mean, we've had so many people that also didn't know anything about Matortiz, and they came here, met the artist, and we showed them around, and now they have 10 pieces.
You're creating a whole new audience
for them.
We're
creating collectors, and that's beautiful, because being a fan of Matortiz art means being part of a community. Mm-hmm. There's a group on Facebook that I'm in, and it's called Matortiz Collectors. And everybody in that group knows each other, and they're all from all over the United States, and they know the potters. And I mean, one of them even became the godfather of one of the daughters of.
Oh, wow.
Of the
I love it.
That's
so beautiful.
That's how close you become. And I just love that.
You know, the other thing we should talk about, they are beautiful pieces, regardless of if you're getting a super fancy, intricate one, small, big, you know, even in looking through the sale that you have, it doesn't matter your budget. There's room there for all of us. I've seen the pieces. I mean, they can get crazy, and they can also get like, oh, if you have under $100, you can still be a owner of a piece of pottery, which I think is really cool.
Yes. So we even had pieces that start at $6. Mm-hmm. They're little tiny seed pots, but they're really beautiful. I mean, they're made with a lot of soul, I think. And for example, sometimes people come with kids, which we've never had a problem, but people always get nervous when they bring their kids.
I'm
but
sure.
Yes. But all kids have been fantastic, and they love to learn about it. And many times they come out with like a little turtle or a little tiny piece. And they look so happy when they buy it. And I'm like, this is your first piece. You're officially a collector. Keep it going.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I love that you're doing that. And I love that we can still go to the gallery if we want to make an appointment. What's the best way to make an appointment?
You can always call us. The number is 915-637-4681. Or you can send us either a message through Facebook. And on our website, we also have a link for booking appointments. So
beautiful.
Either way, whatever is more comfortable with you, give us a call. I live 5 minutes away. I can come open the gallery anytime.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, today my guest has been Andrea Calleros of Flor de Barro Gallery, currently hosting Borderless Spaces, real and virtual exhibit. You can make an appointment to see that. And if you want to check out the pottery, by all means, send her a Facebook message or call or visit their website. I highly recommend it. Thank you, Andrea, for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me again.